You forgot the remote. Guess you're watching whatever's on? Or you can call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA-approved pain relief. 708-888-0000.
And we're back in Bensonville for more Your Hometown. Stay with us and find out what makes Bensonville a place you should call home. Here's John.
And my trips to Bensonville have left me pretty surprised at how such an urban area, you're right near the airport, you're in the middle of the suburbs, not that far from the city, has so much going for it in the parks department and all that they do. Here to tell that story, Joseph Ellis, who I've met before out there. Joseph, it's good to chat with you again, my friend. How are you?
Very good, John. How about yourself?
Very good. By the way, when I was talking to the village president, Byron Andreas texted me and said, you got to get Joe Vallis on. And I'm like, we're going to talk to him. So he gives you a big shout out, our good friend Byron. So he gave you your endorsement. You know what I'm trying to say. Let's talk parks. What do you want to talk about? What I mean, you guys have a lot. You have the splash pads. You have, you know, this old historic farm. You got the golf courses. Where do you want to start today, Joe?
Well, I mean, the farm, probably one of the most unique features that the Bensonville Park District has, because a lot of park districts don't have it. And, you know, as I've said to many people, to get that experience, you'd probably have to go 40 miles west of Bensonville to go to a farm. But we have it right here in Bensonville. We have animals, we have crops, we have chickens, we have bees. You know, we sell these products at the farm. And probably the most important thing and the newest program that we have there is our 4-H program, where we have the kids that actually raise animals like you would on a farm, and then they take them to the county fair. This past year, our kids in the 4-H program received a tremendous amount of awards for their animals and the things that they do on the farm.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's about obviously connecting with nature, but doing so in a way where we know where things come from and we can really connect our kids to what's happening in Mother Nature.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And, you know, as we say here, not every kid is a baseball player, meaning that, you know, a lot of times park districts are only looked at as an athletic outlet. But at the Bensonville Park District, you know, we have the farm and we have performing arts programs. So, you know, if you're not into athletics or you want to get a different experience, you can come here and get a unique experience.
A lot of people love trains. My 1.5-year-old loves trains. You guys got yourself a railroad museum there too, huh?
We do. Train has been here for a while. The park district is actually developing a dog park at the Veterans Park where the train is permanently housed. So the train is also going to get some ADA upgrades and some other things that will allow the residents and families to go there and enjoy the train, have birthday parties, have experiences around the train, get some education about the train, as well as just the history of Bensonville and in relationship to the trains. It, you know, a lot of people say it would more be appropriate to have a 747 sitting there. But as we know, you know, the trains were, you know, the mode of transportation way back. So the park district has made the train available probably 360 days a year to drop into it and learn about the train and, you know, how it figures into the village.
Yeah. You guys have the water park. You got a couple splashes left of summer, right?
Actually, we just closed it last year.
Never mind.
But if you come by with your friend Scooter Andreas, I'll open it for you guys. No Speedos allowed. But, we did have the pool open all summer long, and we just closed it last week. As our students who are lifeguards go back to school, it requires us to close the pool because of the lack of staff.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about White Pines. It's one of my favorite golf courses in the area, namely because I can usually get a tee time because you guys got 2 18-hole courses there.
We do, and it's kind of unique. I think you've seen a lot of courses over the last couple of years that had 36 holes go away. And so White Pines not only has 36 holes, but we've improved the course in many ways with staffing, with the condition of the course. And, you know, we do about 200 golf outings at White Pines a year.
That's amazing. And you do a ton at White Pines. I have been to, I think, maybe 7 police officer retirement parties at White Pines over the years. I feel like every police officer that retires has a party at White Pines, but you guys do way more than retirement parties. You have a full gamut of events and parties and banquets that people can host there.
Correct. So a couple of years back, we wanted to develop a strategy that allowed White Pines to have events even if you weren't a golfer. So the Park District hosts movie nights there where you go out and get a golf cart, and the movie screen is on the driving range. So you pull up like you're in your car in the old days. Or you might have a music at White Pines where we have bands there and food and things like that. Or, you know, just the opportunity to rent it for a family party if you don't want 50 of your closest relatives in your home. So it's an opportunity for the residents to enjoy White Pines, even if they're not a golfer.
Yeah, quinceas, baptism parties. There's a whole gamut of things you can do there. And you got a whole staff to help people meet their dreams. We got about a minute left to sum up parks in Bensenville. Maybe a combination two people don't put together, but they should, Joe.
Yep, absolutely. So a couple of years back, the Park District embarked on a capital improvement project. So we've redone or opened up new parks over the past couple of years. And so our latest addition is going to be Veterans Park that has the train. It will probably have the largest dog park in the western suburbs. We just did a kickoff over this past weekend. And then it will be a place for the families to come out and enjoy with their pets, as well as get that experience with the train and have a party, things like that. So we have 22 parks, as well as all the other things that you mentioned.
Where can people go to learn more about all that you guys are doing? Because you have a ton going on. Any events in the next couple of weeks you want to mention really quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our Harvest Fest coming up September 26th and our Farmside Christmas coming up December 6th. September 11th, we have our live salsa night going on at White Pines. That's another one of those events that you don't have to be a golfer. So, yeah, we've got a lot of events that you can go to, you know, free of charge with the family. Can't beat the price.
Joe, what's your low score at White Pines?
Well, I'd like to tell you it's a 72, but then I have to play the back nine, too.
Like a real golfer, you got a zinger ready to go. Joe, the website, please, for anyone that wants to learn more about Bensenville Park District?
Sure, bvilleparks.org.
Love it. Thanks for being a part of this, Joe. Take care, okay?
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
As always.